And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Oh, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness, the show dedicated to your self-care. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and of course, look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley, filling in for Ed Phillips as he takes a well-earned break. And joining me is the ever-glowing Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, all. How are we?
Very beautiful for a Sunday morning. It's nice to be up, don't you think?
It's shining here today. Absolutely gorgeous in Sydney. I'm sure it's shining in Melbourne as well.
The house. We are fortunate to be reaching you in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane, and Perth, and we all bring our own delights as far as the weather is concerned, right, don't you think? And of course, pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley is here. Hello, Jim.
Ladies, how lucky am I? A thorn between two roses. I had to think about that, but there you go.
Well, we're all blooming,
aren't we? Yes.
Of course, Gerald, you're here for all of our callers, 131873.
Yes, if we can help Joe, that's wonderful. And we've got a big show planned.
We absolutely do. Make sure that you do call, though, because you go into the draw to win a $100 voucher to Chemist Warehouse. So don't forget that. Gerald, we have A to Z of vitamins today from you.
We're going to be talking about healthy joints today, Jo. It would be more of a concern to me than to you both because you're both so young. But certainly as we age, our joints need looking after. So we've got some joint support, some joint food options to look at today.
Well, I don't know about you, Zoe, but I still make a bit of a sound when I get up from the couch.
What? Are we talking joints or just
in
what
general
sort of sound?
Like
in
general. Is that groan that you do when you go, oh, I felt that on my knees?
Yeah, I think it's the early hours that make me do that more than anything else, and having a five-year-old.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Here we go again.
We are going to be checking with Gus Warland, founder of the Gotcha for Life project. It's a great charity helping to save the lives of men suffering from mental illness. So we're going to talk to Gus and find out how their incredible fundraising went this year. Now, diabetes has been dubbed the epidemic of the 21st century and the biggest challenge facing our health system. I couldn't believe this. 280 Australians develop diabetes every day, Gerald.
Frightening. Isn't it frightening, Joe? It's one of these things that creep up on people. And the sad part is what we're finding is that this particularly type 2 diabetes, so this is the non-insulin dependent diabetes, it's starting to occur and be noticed in people now a little bit younger.
Yeah, it's
And it's a lifestyle diabetes and so much related to food and to exercise and to food portions and all those things that we talk about most weeks. And it does have a severe effect on your ability to withstand the inevitable challenge of blood glucose issues.
On a positive note, we all know that if we do make those modifications to our lifestyle, and they're quite simple, but
yes, they are.
Like any of these things, it's about consistency. And we see so, Gerald, you'll probably see so many times with your patients and with myself that once people do make those changes, not only does their diabetes change, but weight, mental approach, energy levels. Such a compounding beneficial thing.
So we are going to be talking with the CEO of Diabetes New South Wales and Queensland and find out why it's on the rise and, as you say, Zoe, what we can do about it. And if you have a problem with pigmentation and uneven skin tone, we'll look at the causes and best way to treat that.
Well, you're looking at me like,
I'm not.
You are.
I am not, Gerald. I am without makeup today, which is my standard for pretty much every day. And I'm horrified when I see myself in a window as I walk past the shop.
Do you stop and preen, do you?
No, I turn the other way. Best not to look anything, Zoe.
Oh, come on, Jo. You're divine. We know that.
All right. So now, today, we begin our show with a frank conversation about men's mental health. It's such an important conversation to have when you consider that suicide remains the leading cause of death for Australians aged between 15 and 44, and three quarters of those are men. More than 2,000 men take their own lives in Australia every year, And that's an average of 6 men every day. It is heartbreaking, don't you think, Zoe?
Oh, it's frightening. Oh. It really is. I mean, not only do we need to obviously combat this, but it's actually getting that conversation, that dialogue happening. And, I mean, I really think what Gus has actually achieved with Gotcha for Life is a testament to obviously what we can do, but how many men out there really actually do need our assistance with talking about mental health and normalising it.
And one of the frightening facts, Joe and Zoe, is the so-called friendlessness where between early 20s and late 40s in males, the chances of friendlessness trebles. And it's you think about it, it's when you're working your hardest, you're trying to establish business. Yeah. Usually, you know, often you can have young family, you've got commitments, you've got a mortgage, you've got all these things going on. So you tend to withdraw from everything to focus on those things. And there's no doubt that increases stress enormously. It impacts everybody. Mm. And to the ultimate end, where it impacts your own life. And good on you, Gus.
Yeah, I was even reading an interesting article, and it was talking about just the impact on work and men's mental health particularly, and how that has a tear-down effect where people are coming home and isolating themselves because they're so overwhelmed at home. Mm. And then often that pressure then gets dumped onto the family members. Mm. So it's really trying to, I mean, we talk a lot about work-life balance. I know we should all laugh about that because not all of us have it.
Yeah, and it's getting harder and harder to get, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I feel sorry for the single business owner that goes, works their tail off during the day, comes home. Paperwork, certainly in my retail career, has just quadrupled compared to what it was originally.
It's ironic, isn't it? Because we have all this technology trying to make it easier for us,
but it seems
to make it worse.
Mm. But I think that you're right, Gerald, that people are overwhelmed by their lives. Mm. And certainly with men, they feel less connected to family, friends, or their community. I think we need to find ways for people to reach out and encourage men to do that. Men's Shed is a really amazing organisation
that is
available generally for men who have no longer paid employment or, you know, have been made redundant or they're retired and they have nowhere to go anymore to connect with other men. So there are lots of organisations out there, but that is the theory behind Gus's Gotcha for Life, which is you need a Gotcha for Life mate who has your back, will be there when things are tough and can be that person that is a sounding board and to tell you, you're okay, mate, you'll get through this.
Yes. Give me a call anytime.
Absolutely. So in just a moment, we will be catching up with the truly lovable Gus Woolland. He is the founder of Gotcha for Life, and we'll hear how his last 12 months has been because he has literally been fighting to save men's lives. That's coming up after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Don't let a chesty cough ruin your day. Try Durotus from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
If you have a chesty cough leaves you hiding away over winter, seek out relief with Durotus Chesty Fort Liquid from Chemist Warehouse. Its double action formula helps to break down mucus and clear chest congestion. Right now, Durotus Chesty Fort Liquid is just $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. This medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Get back in the game with Durotus, number one in Chemist Warehouse for chesty coughs. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where, of course, we always invite you to call 131 873 with any of your questions, or if you'd like to contribute to the conversation. We have just been speaking about this very staggering statistics around men's mental health. 1 in 5 adult males will suffer from some form of depression in a 12-month period. There are over 85,000 attempted suicides, which is just the saddest, and an average of 6 men every day will take their lives. So it's a very, very important conversation. Gotcha for Life is a charity that has been set up to fight men's mental health struggles and really to save lives. And I think it's time that we check in with the founder of Gotcha for Life. He is Gus Woolland, and he's an amazing man and a good friend of the show. Hello, Gus.
Oh, g'day, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Good on you, Gus.
Gus, obviously, how are you, darling? It's Zoe. Are you well?
I'm well, Zoe. Thank you very much. Good. There's a truck I'm standing next to.
Oh, right. Okay. So if we hear a beep, we know what it is. Okay. Obviously, you know, we chatted last year and we did an interview, a roundtable interview about, you know, the importance of dialogue and talking about men's mental health. But it does all come down to funding. So last year you raised nearly $500,000. Tell me a little bit about how much you've raised this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you say, it's all about fundraising. We've got great ideas. We've got great thoughts. But, of course, at the end of the day, if you can't take it to people who don't have a budget for wellness or don't have a budget for these type of things, then you've got a whole lot of really wonderful people wanting to help, but they can't go anywhere. They can't do anything with it. So Chemist Warehouse have been absolutely amazing, and they've been our number one supporter now for 3 years. And I'm not sure, Gerald, am I allowed to say how much... money that's going to be on the TV and stuff. Can I do that now?
Well, Gus, you know, I actually watched the show yesterday, and I was blown away. It was it's on the Seven Network again today, but it was on yesterday as well, and we're lucky that this will be exposed. And it was I was sitting there with Philippa, and we both sort of teared up a bit. So go for it.
Oh yeah, it was $1 million.
Woo!
$1 million, amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So Chemist Warehouse have just done so much good for us, and we can now support all our various programs because we're a foundation that enables people that are doing great jobs to actually get out there and do it. We looked at the marketplace and said there's some people doing it really well, but they need some support. So rather than us sort of reinventing the wheel, you know, we're enabling these people now. So the Tomorrow Man program, which is a program into schools, the WEEF program for the Indigenous kids, we've got a rock program, which is counselling into the country areas, as well as Lifeline. They'll all get a good chunk now, and it's very, very exciting to be able to help them. And when we told them last week, believe me, they were very excited. Now we just get on with the hard work.
And it really is. It's so exciting when you actually get support from the younger kids, because it's about kind of making it really normal to talk about men's mental health and make it, you know, I'm having a crap day. Tell me why. So, you know, when it comes down to funding, do you get funding from anywhere else? I mean, is it specific from just what
nothing
we raise?
Nothing from government or anything like that. We've just got really
why? That sounds ridiculous.
Well, there's sort of a reason for that, and I sort of understand why. Is it unique? We're just under 3 years old. So once you get over 3 years old, it shows that you're here to stay and that you've got a body of work that you can look at. There were so many people, though, that were starting up, you know, taking whatever they could and then leaving and not doing their job. So they said, like, 3 years is like a mark in the sand to say, right, yeah, you're going to stick around and we'll support you now. So we'll be going for that as well. But you guys were talking before I came on about allowing, you know, blokes, boys and men to actually talk. The most important thing for me is, A, building a safe place so we can talk openly, honestly, and you can be vulnerable and someone will listen to you. But what we're trying to do is give men and boys the words to have the conversation.
Sure.
A lot of the time, we want to have the chat, but we don't quite know how to actually get the words out. So it ends up being a bit of a fail, and then we don't like to fail. We don't like to lose control as blokes. So it could be another 6 months before you try it again. So the most important thing is giving the words to men and boys, because we weren't taught that. Certainly, I'm a 50-year-old bloke. My dad never taught me. He was never taught by granddad. So, you know, it's a difficult one. So we need to get into schools and teach blokes how to have that emotional conversation and get mentally fit, just like they're trying to get physically fit.
Oh, Gus, it's about, you know, working through the awkwardness and just knowing that you might not get it right the first time, but keep trying, keep reaching out. Thank you so much for all the incredible work that you do, Gus. We're here for you to support you.
I love you guys so much, and you make me feel so welcome, whether it's on the radio or on the TV. So thank you so much for your support. And to Chemist Warehouse, $1 million. Yeah, I didn't stop crying. I took that check in the plane back to
Or did you put that in the overhead luggage there?
Separate seat.
I had to wait for all the bags to go up, and then I just slid it on top to make sure it didn't get any dink.
No, I bet.
I'm so proud. I took photos from my board, and
I love
it's very exciting. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Gus. You have a great day.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Now, remember, we'd love to hear from you on 131873 with any questions that you may have about your health, because Gerald is here to help. Let's go to Jim in West Footscray. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. How are you both?
Hi, Jim. How can we help you today?
Hello, Gerald. I don't know if you remember me. I think I last spoke to you a long time ago on Tony Moclair's show about my cellulitis. I was supposed to get back to you, but it's been very hard for me.
Yes. You've got to work on a gym, haven't you? Because cellulitis is difficult to bring under control, to live with it. Probably never goes away, because you do take antibiotics, don't you?
Yes, the Staphylex antibiotics.
And you're seeing a physiotherapist, Jim, because there are specific practitioners who are specialists in lymphatic massage and particularly for cellulitis. Are you seeing someone?
No, I didn't know about that, but I do. My doctor always checks it. But besides cellulitis, Gerald, I've never got to tell you before, I also have carpal tunnel syndrome, severe sleep apnea, sciatica, and arthritis. And I just thought you'd like to know, Gerald, every year I go into hospital for cellulitis, but I haven't been back since last time. But what I wanted to know from you, Gerald, I just wanted you to confirm it. I bought turmeric and magnesium capsules. But before I take them, I just wanted to be sure that they will not clash with my Mobic and my Staphylex antibiotics. And usually I take something new, it takes a while for it before it works.
Yeah, Jim, be reassured it won't. In fact, the good part is the turmeric may take the place of the Mobic, which therefore eases pressure on your kidneys, which therefore will help your fluid reduction and all around. And if you get a chance, Jim, watch the TV show today. We'll be chatting about it later on, because we've got a big session on sleep apnea. So listen in and see what you can learn, Jim. Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much, Jim. William in Hoppers Crossing, what's your question?
Yes, hi, Gerald. Hi, everyone. My wife has type 2 diabetes. The doctor put her on insulin, and she had muscle damage. A little bit nervous. I haven't spoken to Gerald or any of these before. But
Well, you're doing well, William.
Thank you. So when she was in St. Vincent, she had bowel cancer removed, cervical cancer, underactive thyroid, type 2 diabetes, nerve damage, cellulitis, varicose veins, et cetera, sleep apnea as well. They took her off the insulin, and we have a very good endocrinologist, very good endocrinologist.
Where is she up to now, William? What's
She's going very well, Jared. She's,
congratulations.
She's had 13 falls. It's very hard for me because I'm the husband and full-time carer.
Sure, yes. And you probably didn't
don't
ever
get
expect
any
to
help
be
from family and friends. We're just trying to find a new GP at the moment because the other one, I'm not going to say too much on radio, of course, but there's been a lot of issues with we're trying to find a new doctor at the moment.
And it's sometimes difficult to do, but that's important, William. Look, if there's something specific I can help you with, are you on email, William?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Look, please drop me a note with an update to houseofwellness.com.au, and up on the top right-hand side there's an Ask tab, and then we can get some conversation going, and I might be able to just intervene in some way to look at her underlying vitality, her underlying strength with some tonic work. But if you do that, that will mean that we can spend a little more time, admittedly on email, but we can then keep a track of what's happening. And I hope that's
okay. Because hemoglobin's down, always gets down to about
49. Well, we can address that. Drop me that note and I'll get back to you promptly.
And do check out our website at houseofwellness.com.au, and you can always contact Gerald through that Ask tab, which is super helpful. Thank you, Gerald. Before we go to the break, I want to just go to Alex in Ryde, because we're talking about connection and we're talking about how that helps with our mental health. Alex, you have a very special thing that you do regularly to help with your mental health?
Yeah, well, I've had depression for a long time. I had a brain operation for epilepsy years ago. And I mean, I've been through in and out of all sorts of health problems, but I go to choirs. I've always done that.
That's joyful.
Singing. It's wonderful, Alex.
And I sing in four choirs a week.
I love that, Alex.
One's a barbershop choir. We can come and sing outside your shop one day.
Fabulous.
Advertise the idea of how singing does good for your health. A lot of men should be coming to do that.
It's such a nice thing, isn't it?
Men in choirs. You know?
Yeah, and blokes are very shy about their singing other than
definitely.
In the shower.
They always say they can't sing.
Everyone can have a go.
I can't sing myself. What about...
And it's such an interesting thing because we talk about exercise being this great way to increase those neurochemicals, but we also know that singing has a happy hormonal effect as well.
Absolutely,
so it's
it does.
Physical movement, it's mental movement, it's joyfulness. Yeah. But again, I think what we see a lot of these things being is community. You know, when you're depressed, like we spoke about before, isolation seems to be part and parcel. So getting
the
there, and I just love
the house
that,
of
Alex.
Wellness,
that's brilliant.
The House of Wellness male choir.
Oh, well, let's sing ourselves into the break.
Oh,
we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Don't let a chesty cough ruin your day. Try Durotus from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Are you looking to support your breast milk supply? Try Swiss Ultinatal Breastfeeding Support from Chemist Warehouse, a premium quality formula. It combines fenugreek, which is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to help increase breast milk production, and B group vitamins to help reduce tiredness and fatigue. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. At Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Ultinatal Breastfeeding Support, 90 caps is just $20.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's great to be sharing your Sunday morning with you here on the Chemist Warehouse now. Oh, sorry, on the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The spotlight this week has been on diabetes with National Diabetes Week. According to experts, diabetes is the epidemic of the 21st century and the biggest challenge confronting our health system. 280 Australians develop diabetes every day. That's one person every 5 minutes. Around 1.7 million Australians have it. And more than 100,000 Australians developed diabetes in the past year. So very, very worrying statistics. And you do wonder, in what direction are we heading? How do we stop this? Sturt Eastwood is the CEO of Diabetes New South Wales and Queensland and joins us now. Good morning, Sturt.
Good morning.
Sturt, it's a really interesting thing. I'm a nutritionist. This is Zoe speaking. And I'm seeing younger and younger and younger patients that are either having pre-diabetes symptoms or diabetes. For a lot of us, I think people still don't know what diabetes is. Can you explain it to us a little bit, please?
I can try, Zoe. It's actually complex, so I'll try and make it as simple as I can. But really, diabetes refers to a couple of conditions that mean you have higher than normal blood glucose levels, right? So in simple terms, when we eat or we drink, our body converts that into glucose and puts that into our bloodstream, and it just sits there until the body produces a hormone called insulin, and that also goes into the bloodstream. And it sort of acts like a dinner bell, if you like, and lets all the cells know that there's glucose there, there's energy, mm-hmm. which the cells need to live. So they respond, they take up that glucose from the bloodstream, the blood glucose levels go back down to normal, and everything sits there lovely until such time as you eat or drink again. And if the glucose levels are higher than normal, then over time, that leads to the sort of diabetes complications that we often talk about. And diabetes is where that little process between the blood glucose and the insulin and the cells taking up the glucose goes mm-hmm. a bit haywire.
And because it is such a complex thing, are there key symptoms we can look out for?
Oh, I think there are, and it's slightly different for the different types, but certainly we would always start with, for all diabetes, you know, tiredness, often very thirsty and going to the toilet a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have some blurred vision, cuts that don't heal easily. And in the case of type 1 diabetes, and we can talk a bit about the different types if you like, you can often see rapid weight loss as well. But type 2, you'll see sort of some slow weight gain, actually.
Sturt, the biggest challenge, in my view, is type 2, because that's a sort of a lifestyle disease that we can't get hold of. And I get very concerned, and I think the Australian consumer is, or just the Australian public generally, is overwhelmed with these fear tactics. We say, if you get diabetes, so you're going to lose a toe, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that. So what's the key message that's missing, that we keep putting out these strong educational things, but the message is not getting through? Where do you see what we can do better?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, because we're also creating some, you know, when we talk about it as a lifestyle disease, we also create stigma associated with it, such that if you are diagnosed, you actually don't want to talk about it because you feel like, okay, it must be my fault.
But yeah, totally.
Type 2 diabetes probably is all of society really is conspiring against us in the, you know, what we call the obesogenic society. But with type 2 diabetes, the biggest driver, there's probably three big drivers. One is age. So with better medication, et cetera, we are living longer. And so our body actually needs to support us for longer periods of time than possibly it was originally designed for. The second thing is, you know, we're eating much more food than we need and it's more highly processed. And that puts a lot of pressure on this production of insulin as well. And the third thing is, you know, our sedentary lifestyle. So in the last, I think the estimate is in the last 100 years, the average person on an average day moves something like or expends something like 80% less energy than we used to 100 years ago. And that's a big change for our body to try and deal with.
So if you could reduce it down to a couple of key take-home points for people that they could put into place straight away, what would those be? What do they need to change?
Okay, so well, the general New Year's resolution in the middle of the year is sort of...
Financial year, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Eat less. And we only really need generally about half of what we currently eat. Eat more naturally. Move more. No addictions and take your medication. They're generally the for all the chronic diseases. But the take-home message really is there is often no symptoms for type 2 diabetes. It is a lot more common than people think. And we would like, you know, if you're going to the GP, and sure, have your blood pressure and get your cholesterol done, but also if you're over the age of 40, you know, get a diabetes test done as well. It's just a simple blood
test. And it's easy,
And it's easy, yes. And then you'll know. But in the meantime, you should be doing everything that you should be doing for a naturally healthy life anyway.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sturt Eastwood. We are empowered by that because we can step into our own health and make some decisions that are going to assist us in avoiding at least type 2 diabetes. Thank you so much, Sturt Eastwood, CEO of Diabetes New South Wales and Queensland. We'll take a quick call. Madonna in Brisbane, good morning.
Madonna? Yes, Gerald, you might be able to help me. In the last 12 months at my age, I'm in my late 60s, I've been getting lockjaw. My mouth just clamped shut. And I looked after my sister for 18 months before she passed away. And it's only sort of started happening after that. And I don't know, it could have been mental or...
Oh, look, lots of things, Madonna. And it probably goes back to those stressful times when you were a full-time carer. Look, a simple solution, or at least it's an attempted solution, is to start taking magnesium at nighttime. It's the great tension reliever, and you can buy that in capsule form. Have a couple of them, a decent dose, before you go to bed, and get a couple of drops of, say, extra virgin olive oil, which is fairly thin, and massage where your upper and lower jaw join. Good radio. I'm actually massaging
I'm
at the moment.
I'm loving it.
And that's really very, very, very important.
Thank
also,
you so much. I was going to say,
for a lot of people with locked jaw, they tend to avoid harder foods and tend to go for more processed soft foods. So a really simple way is to have a smoothie. Put all of the good stuff, the magnesium powder, your hemp seed oil, your hemp seeds. These are big anti-inflammatories and bound with great nutrition.
Lovely. Great tips there. Thank you, Zoe, as well. And thanks, Madonna. We will take a quick break. There's more coming up on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Don't let a chesty cough ruin your day. Try Durotus from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Fever allergies hit breakthrough with the new look Telfast from Chemist Warehouse. It's the same fast-acting formula, only in a beautiful new purple pack. Telfast is a non-drowsy and provides a 5-in-1 multi-benefit relief from hay fever symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, watery eyes and itchy skin in just 1 hour. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use if symptoms persist. Talk to your health professional. At Chemist Warehouse, Telfast 180 milligram 70s bulk pack is now just $29.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome back to the Chemist Warehouse, House of Wellness. Gerald, you've got A to Z vitamins for us there.
One of the biggest challenges we have, Joe, is that as we age, and it's well ahead of you both, but our joints become almost dry. And you hear that phrase, bone on bone, which is just awful. Mm. Now, what we often talk about food for the joint, and we talk therefore about collagen and glucosamine and chondroitin, which they occur together, and the glue that keeps all those things together, which is hyaluronic acid. And it's hard to get them in a package, but in a patented extract, which is called eggshell membrane powder, those four things are there, and they essentially feed the joint to maintain the integrity of the joint. Now, because glucosamine originally was from shellfish, a lot of people couldn't take glucosamine.
Of course.
With this, it's okay. That person who's frustrated that they know about glucosamine, they can't take it because there's a sensitivity to shellfish, here's an option worth trying, and what you're doing is feeding the joint.
Wonderful. That's a great thing, and I'm going to get over that eggshell. Mm. That's amazing.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, Lorna in Petrie. You've got a question?
Petrie.
Hello. Lorna, how can we help you?
I was listening to Graham Ross this morning, and he was talking about sage and how...
Oh, yes, I heard him talking about sage. Mm.
Yes, and I wanted to know, is it strictly for memory, or is there any other medical benefits, and how much it would take and how to take it?
Well, the benefits of sage are recognised very commonly in Europe, Lorna, and not so much here. Now is a lot of work being done with sage and cognition to help memory and to help recall, and there are products available that will be on the Australian market to make a difference there. Sage, typically we use in menopause. It's great for hot flushes. Mm. And there are lots of products in Europe, but sadly aren't here. And sage tea is a magnificent tea for those who experience heat episodes, where you suddenly get a rush of heat. Sage tea, which you can buy in leaf form, is a great way of settling that.
I love that. Sage tea sounds very cooling and delicious.
Mm. And also there are beautiful ways you can add it into your diet as well with food. So, you know, you can make a lovely salsa verde with sage, chop it up with parsley, garlic, lemon zest, a little bit of olive oil. You've got all of those good, beautiful anti-inflammatories as well as the good fats coming in there.
Oh, Zoe, delicious. Now let's talk skin. When it comes to treating pigmentation and uneven skin tone, it can be difficult to know where to start. One way is to use an over-the-counter skin lightening cream to discuss the causes and how to best treat pigmentation and uneven skin tone. We're joined by Laura Locke, dermatologist, area manager for Ego Pharmaceuticals. Good morning, Laura. Hope your skin is glowing this morning.
It is. Thank you.
Laura, it's quite interesting with pigmentation because the only time I ever experienced it was when I was pregnant, and I think that's in relation to the influx of crazy hormones that you're feeling. But I did also feel like it might be affecting my wrinkles and making me look a bit old. Was it all in my head? Was I just exhausted? Or does pigmentation actually have an impact on the appearance of our age and our skin?
Oh, definitely. You're exactly right. When we think about anti-aging, we worry about fine lines, but it's actually pigmentation that can make you look much older than you are.
And so it wasn't just in my mind.
No, definitely not. It comes down to that uneven tone of the skin. It makes the face look all blotchy and even tired. Whereas if you have that clear skin complexion, it makes you look much more youthful and healthier because the skin's brighter and more radiant.
Laura, with the pigmentation, what steps can we take to avoid the onset, which seems to be inevitable, I suppose, in some ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately so. Look, really the best key is prevention. Prevention is better than cure. And that's ideally wearing sunscreen every day with a high SPF. I know you wear it all the time, but even when it's the middle of winter and there's no one in sight, we need to be wearing that sunscreen. Obviously, sun exposure can have a profound effect on the skin, which causes a lot of changes. We all know about skin cancer. Really, it's that premature skin aging and pigmentation that gives that uneven complexion and rough and leathery skin.
So once it sets in, which for me, I'm in my 40s and really, it's very evident. What do we do once it has set in? What do you recommend?
Well, I suppose what we need to do is continue with that high SPF sunscreen all the time. Really what we need to look for is a few ingredients that help with our pigmentation. Mm-hmm. So those ingredients that we can look out for are things like vitamin C.
Okay.
So that's a great antioxidant that combats free radical damage. It helps to visibly brighten the skin and it evens out skin tone. It's also been shown to help reduce the appearance of those dark spots and the pigmentation. A few other ingredients as well to look out for. You've probably heard of vitamin B3. It's also known as niacinamide. This helps to improve our skin texture and tone and helps reduce the look of the wrinkles as well. Another ingredient is vitamin E. So that's also a great antioxidant. Helps the skin maintain its normal barrier function as well as smoothing out fine wrinkles. And it can also be soothing and help to calm the skin.
Beautiful. So look out for a quality product that has those ingredients. And, of course, always wear your sunscreen. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on the House of Wellness after this break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Don't let a chesty cough ruin your day. Try Durotus from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And, of course, the House of Wellness TV is on your TV screens this afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's a great episode, don't you think, GQ?
It is absolutely amazing. And to be able to chat to Gus as we did before, to see all of that live, heart-rending stuff.
Absolutely beautiful. You're going to want to tune in to see that moment where Gus Warland from Gotcha for Life receives that enormous check from Chemist Warehouse. Just amazing. Of course, I get to chat with Dr. Michael Mosley, he of the 5-2 diet, Zoe, who is just a hero of mine.
And his new book, Joe, that was Fast 800.
The Fast 800, where he talks about how he was able to put his type 2 diabetes into remission through changing his diet and taking sugar out of his diet, amongst many other things. So that was really fascinating. If you are interested in working on your diabetes too, that's a really valuable conversation. If you're waking up this morning not particularly rested because you sleep with a snorer, we might have some assistance for you there as well on the show today.
I'm laughing because I have one of those people.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yes. See, Philippa's lucky. I don't snore.
Really?
Oh, Philippa's lucky
according to you.
So many more ways than that.
There you go.
Thank you. We know that
true,
one.
Gerald. And Zoe, you're bringing a delicious recipe.
I certainly am. I'm doing a healthy buckwheat crepes with honey whipped ricotta roasted berries. Now, I love this recipe because it is really sumptuous. Now, we're using buckwheat flour, and not to be mistaken with it having gluten just because it's got the word wheat in the title, because it's actually a gluten-free, quite an earthy taste to it as well, and whips up beautifully with the roasted nuts and berries in there and the beautiful ricotta. It is a yummy way to start the day. And don't forget, you can have this for brunch if you're having a little sleep in today as well.
Oh, you can have it for dinner if you like.
Why not?
I love breakfast for dinner. It's one of my favorite
You're not one
meals.
Of these people who has cereal for dessert, are you?
Sometimes. Look over there. I think we've run out of time. I can't answer that.
Whoops.
Thank you so much, Zoe and Gerald. It's been a delight. You've got a $100 voucher there.
I have the winner this morning, Joe, and Zoe is
me.
Alex. Alex from Ride, who rang us about his depression and all the things he solved with his choir, with his singing.
Loves that.
A brilliant, brilliant call.
Very
Alex,
joyful,
the winner.
That one.
$100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You can spend that in any Chemist Warehouse around the country. Thank you so much for all of your calls this morning. It's been a delight. Have a wonderful week. Thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And Gerald, stay healthy
this
week.
And you too, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Zoe, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Joe. See you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
We'll be back on the House of Wellness next week.